to address the elephant in my life, in my room, and I am ready to face it. Okay, so can you believe that in my 24 years of existence, of being in this world, I have never ever been in a romantic relationship? Not even one. I have basically taken on the role of being the single friend amongst the couple. I am literally that one friend. You know, that one friend who likes to shout that she doesn't need a man, so nigga, just go. She will be okay. I am that friend. For someone with an obsession with love, I have been pretty cynical about it. With my feet firmly planted in the ground of, I am not going, in no way, I'm going to be sad about being single, and I'll rather be alone than with somebody because I am lonely. In other words, my attitude completely took dating off the cards. I don't want to be somebody who relied on a relationship for happiness. I guess I didn't feel that spending the majority of my life single was evidence enough to prove that I am not reliant on relationship hoping. The thought of romance leaves a bitter taste in my mouth. Okay, so please don't judge me, because I am ready to deal with that, but not today. And for someone who reads a lot of romance novels and watches endless rom-coms, I wouldn't allow for my own love stories. I had written a narrative for myself, which ultimately left me alone because I somehow got the impression that there was weakness in wanting to spend your life with another person. And this rule I made up applied to nobody other than myself. I didn't think badly of friends in relationships, although occasionally I might feel a little jealous pop up. I also didn't judge people based on their partner. Okay, that I am lying, but they didn't lose their personality or become half of a person when they were coupled up. Something has switched up in my mind recently, and I realized that the way I have been looking at love is ensuring that I am alone through fear. Yep. You know how they say that what you fear makes you stronger? Nope, it doesn't apply to me though. I fear that dating will impact who I am, that I will become weakened if I am open to feeling. You know what? It's time I go back and erase some of what I decided and brave being open to romance. Nobody, let me tell you, nobody actually wants to go to bed alone. And people seem to glow when they fall in love. I mean, I have seen my friends, and the kind of glow that they have, wow, I just love it for them. I miss the childlike butterflies of first kisses, and when you see your crush approach, you know, and the possibilities of where another person can take you. Ah, so dreamy. When two people are in love, they don't take from each other, they complement each other, and they enhance their lives. I may not find the love of my life anytime soon, but I think it's time I drew in my claws and realized that there is no weakness in wanting more, in wanting somebody. And if it all goes to shit, well, maybe I'll end up with some funny date anecdotes along the way, and I will update you, you know. I don't think lesser of people who are in love. Relationships are hard, and it takes a lot of growth, self-awareness, and compromise to keep them afloat. Those are qualities to be admired rather than be afraid of. So if you're in a relationship, congratulations. I am super happy for you. Continue glowing, continue growing. And the best part about this week, you know, that silver lining of me being single and not letting a man bring me down. So I got nominated for the top 30 under 30 CEOs in East Africa. Yay! Okay, I'm super happy, Diary. I am super, super happy. And I just want to win this award so badly. Because that is a silver lining, right? Anyway, I love you.